This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis says Coloradans 60 and up, those with at least two health conditions, and grocery store workers can get vaccinated starting next week. Polis says some groups will have to wait longer than expected, including restaurant workers and people with one chronic health condition. He says they could begin in mid-March, along with people 50 and older. But Polis also says they should not expect the vaccine right away.
When we say there's vaccines and you're eligible, we want to get through a group in a reasonable amount of time. You know, we think 3, 4, 5 weeks.
Polis says the general public could begin getting vaccinated by late April. The U.S. House passed bills today that would protect hundreds of thousands of acres of public lands in Colorado. CPR's Miguel Otárola reports.
The two bills were part of a public lands package that was blocked twice by the last Congress. They would create new wilderness and recreation areas across western Colorado. Colorado Representative Diana DeGette spearheaded one of the bills.
It's been vetted. It's been re-vetted. It's been re-vetted again, and it has strong reasons for designation.
House Republicans voted against the package, including Representative Lauren Boebert, who says wilderness protections would lead to massive wildfires.
Burn, because if we do not actively manage our forests, Mother Nature will continue to manage it for us.
The bills go next to the Senate. Miguel Otárola, CPR News.
A new study finds 21% of seats on the boards of Colorado's public companies are held by women. That's according to research from BoardBound. When the company started the survey 10 years ago, just 7% of the seats were held by women. Some oil and gas workers in Colorado are watching the nation shift away from fossil fuels. They say their communities need help finding new economic lifeblood.
There will come a time when something's going to affect the business where we won't come back, and so we need to work very, very hard before then to make sure those types of programs are in place.
We'll have that story coming up in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. Denver will be partly cloudy tonight. Colorado Springs, mostly clear. Pueblo, clear skies. Grand Junction has a chance of snow showers overnight. And Vail also has a chance of snow showers overnight, getting down to 10 degrees in the mountains. This is CPR News.